Great stories with the All-Star Mile. Bill Ryan is still a star as one of those. But the Queensland story up there in North Queensland, the Arovian, of course, now trained on the Gold Coast by Toby Edmonds, makes his appearance in Victoria for the first time for his Queensland connections at Flemington on Saturday. And Toby Edmonds now joins us here on RSN. Good morning to you, Toby. Thanks for your time.
Good morning, boys. How's things?
Good, thanks, mate. Have you ever been to Launceston?
I was there the other day, actually. I flew in and out of there. We went on a golfing trip with some mates to Barn Burgle. So, yeah.
Okay.
Which course did you play? The farm one or the original?
Played both, Lost Farm and the Dune. So, both great courses.
Who won, you or Barn Burgle?
The conditions were really good. And I was away with 12 guys from our club, and we all played pretty good. So, the course is in great nick, and we had a great time. So, yeah, the course probably won one of the days anyway.
Toby, excited to see the Arovian here in Melbourne?
Yeah, looking forward to it. I'm not quite sure whether I can get there on Saturday or not yet. We're waiting to hear from the Premier, I suppose, if we can come home. So hopefully we can be there to watch him race. But nevertheless, he's there. He's in good order and ready to go.
He's been here before too, of course. In his previous life, he was trained down here and then he went up to Queensland. So adapting back to Victorian life and left-handed and all that sort of stuff hasn't been a great challenge for him so far. He's been here a few weeks now.
Yeah, we had him there in time to decided that was a bit tough. So we took a little bit of a soft option. So look, he's been there plenty of time. He's had a couple of gallops around Caulfield and left-handed and he's going well.
What do our Victorian punters make of the Arovian? He's won something like 11 on the trot. Every challenge he's accepted and he's conquered. But now he's in a different situation. He's running in the Shaftesbury Avenue here on Saturday, a different cast of rivals, and then the All-Star Mile at Wait for Age against some of the superstars of racing. What can you advise Victorians to expect, maybe, of the Arovian in the next few weeks?
Well, I suppose it'd be a facts and figures, man. And, you know, we probably can't get him into, especially into the All-Star Mile, but the horse is a very, very tough competitor. I'm pretty sure he'll get up for the day and he'll run well Saturday. I've got no doubt he'll run well Saturday. He's been carrying big weight, you know, now for quite a while, so the weight won't worry him. 1,400 is a beautiful distance for him, and he goes well first up and nice and fresh. So I'm pretty confident he can run well Saturday, but the All-Star Mile is a really, really tough race, or it's, you know, coming together is a really, really tough race, but, you know, anything can happen on the day. So what I can tell the punting public or the Victorians that this horse is, whilst he may not be the best horse in the race or far from the best horse in the race, he'll try his guts out and you know, run well.
What is it with these North Queensland horses that obviously head from Victoria up there to North Queensland then to your stable, Toby? Because there's been a few that have got a wonderful record, especially from your camp.
Yeah, so I think Tyzone come from there originally too. He went through the Melbourne Premier, I think, or something like that. He's now a Stradbroke winner and been competed at the top level now for a couple of seasons. So we're fortunate enough to be able to mould him into what he is now. You know, good horses in each state are good horses in most places. So all I can say is we'll just have to wait and see how he performs, and we'll get a bit of clearer picture after Saturday on how we fit into the All-Star Mile.
For Victorians who haven't witnessed the picket fence unfold with him, what's his racing style? Where do you expect, pending barriers and all that sort of stuff, but where do you expect him to settle in the run, basically, on Saturday at Flemington?
Look, it'll depend on barriers. Obviously, they're not out yet, and tempo. Brad Stewart's riding him, so he knows him very well. Last couple of times we've left it to him. That doesn't look, you know, the last couple of wins that he's, or the last three he's ridden him, there hasn't been a great deal of speed, and he's put him a little closer than I think he likes to be, the horse. I think he likes to be ridden a bit colder, and he can, you know, rip off a quick sectional, but if there's no speed and he puts him into the race, he's a little bit one pace. So that's what we've seen in the Burnborough, and two starts prior to that, so he's a little bit one pace. So I think he's best off ridden a bit quieter.
He's been a sort of a COVID champion in Queensland, where He's been racking up the wins, but the crowds haven't necessarily been at the track. What's the reaction to the Horovian been like up in Queensland?
Got a big following in North Queensland, from, I suppose, Rockhampton to Athenon, obviously, where Tom Headley, or Tom's in Cairns, and Steve Massingham, who part owner and used to train him, that's where they're from, you know, right up in North Queensland. So big following up there, which, you know, it's a big population. So, yeah, he's well-received in most of Queensland anyway.
Tom Headley is North Queensland in a way, Toby. Tell us about your association and how that come about with Tom. Obviously, he owns Tyson as well, so you've had so much success with him.
Yes, I got a phone call from Tom a few years ago now. He had Tyson down in Brisbane campaigning. He ran poorly in a race, I think, at Doomben on a heavy track or something. And he rang me up and asked me to take him. Jeff Lloyd was riding for us at the time, and he wanted Jeff to ride him. And, yeah, so that's where it all started, and we've had a bit of luck for him ever since.
He is, as Gareth said, he is North Queensland, Tom Headley. He's an amazing success story, isn't he? Do you know if he's going to be down here for the race?
Yeah, I think we're all in the same boat. We're just waiting to hear. There is some chatter that they're going to open the borders up on Friday night, midnight or something. So I think if we can all get back, most of us will be there. So we'll have to wait and see.
Are you campaigning many horses down south for the carnival here in Melbourne and then up there in Sydney, Toby?
So we've got Usman off there with Horovian at the moment. They both run Saturday at Flemington. We have Alpine Edge heading towards the Todman Slipper Trial next week, next Saturday the 8th. Then he'll run in the Golden Slipper 2 weeks after that. He ran second in the Magic Meeting up here for us. So look, so we're quite busy in both states, or three states.
Do you have a winner for us on Thursday there at Eagle Farm?
Smooth Move, I think, can run well.
Yep.
Baroda can certainly run well. It just depends on which one turns up there. But both those horses are well, you know, they're well rated, well placed, and look to be going quite well. So I expect them to run well.
Toby, it's always a pleasure catching up with you. The best of luck with the Horovian, especially here in Victoria over the next couple of weeks. And hopefully, mate, the Premier lets you win and you can get down to Melbourne.
Thanks, guys. No problem getting in. It's getting out the problem.
All right, then. Hopefully you can get out. We might want to keep you, Toby.
Tom Headley will sort it.
Yep.